So we want to know these things.
Lande vehetiria.
So patterns are invisible loops, mental, emotional, spiritual habits that run our lives without permission. And patterns can be generational, cultural, or trauma caused. Most people operate automatically and not prophetically. What have I said? There are people who operate automatically and not prophetically. What does that word mean? It means that you are automated. You are remote controlled. And patterns can be happening consciously or subconsciously. You can be knowing that they are happening, or you cannot be knowing that they are happening. Patterns are repeated things, habits. They keep on happening in your life or around you. You may be knowing or you may not be knowing. And that's the danger part. So we want to find out more about these patterns. Now, imagine a person is praying for something. Yeah, there's just a simple pattern. I'm going to just give you first example before we even go much further. Imagine a person is praying for something and they're thinking God is not answering. A very good example, a pattern of poverty or struggles. Imagine you have got a pattern of struggling. Are you here? As I said, that will lead us to the first pattern. Imagine you have got the pattern of struggling. That in your life, you must, anything else to get it, you must what? Struggle. You must struggle. Like anything, I mean anything. Just a simple thing, you have to struggle. Other people after, in fact, when they were at universities, before they finished school, they already had a job. You, to get one. Simple thing, anything you want. Marriage, you have to struggle. This, you have to struggle. Finances, to build a house. Others are building without struggling. Now, imagine, example, you have, there is a pattern of struggling. Now, this pattern, what happens is, it will happen either in your consciousness or your subconscious, meaning either you'll be knowing or you'll not be what?
Knowing.
Now, so what happens is this. Imagine I have that pattern of struggling and I'm not aware. Then someone gives me money for business. There could be a certain habit that will happen, that will lead me back to square one. Either I'll make a wrong decision, either I'm going to trust someone and give them that money to say, let's do this business. And the person squanders the money. Now, you go back to square what?
One.
So it's like there is a pattern of struggling. A very good example I'm going to give you now. Let's go into the scripture, okay? I didn't want to get to read this first before giving you a preamble. Now, in Numbers 14, verse 2 to 4, the scripture says, can you read it for me?
Numbers 14, verse 2. And all the children of Israel.
How many?
All the children of Israel.
Now. Is it saying some?
No.
How many?
All the children.
Now, they are coming from Egypt. How many?
Oh.
Go ahead.
complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness.
So the first pattern we're looking at is a pattern of what? Struggling. Now, in this pattern of struggling, you are set, automated. You operate automatically. Whether you like it or not, you're supposed to stay there. Are you there? If it is a pattern of struggling, you will remain what? Struggling. No matter what, for you to get a job, you will struggle. For you to do something, to achieve something, you must struggle. You will go back to struggling. Somebody say, break it in the name of Jesus.
Break it in the name of Jesus.
Imagine struggling in anything that you do. Okay, it's fine. I have stopped this project. I'm now doing this one. Even in this one, you're also what? Struggling. Ah. Because there is a pattern. What is happening right now, it is beyond you. There is an invisible force, a pattern. For you to get money, you struggled. After getting it, someone gives you, or you had a breakthrough, you have it. Because there's a pattern, you must go back to struggling. Someone just come and say, you know what? Borrow me. Or let's do this. You put the money there, the money is what? Gone. Or you buy a car in 2 days, accident. Because you are meant to be struggling. Now, these things look so simple. Are you understanding? These things look so simple. But they are patterns. These are patterns. Let me show you something. As I said, there are people who are married. Okay? They are married. But there's a pattern. One area in that marriage. That pattern. Until today, they are struggling with it as a couple. Whether it's misunderstanding, whether it's whatsoever could be, but there is a, it keep on what? Repeating. If they are fighting, it is always on that area. And they are struggling to divert or to get out of that mess. So for you to know there is a pattern of struggling, in this scripture, the Bible says, and all, not some, and all the children of Israel complained, not one, complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness. In verse 3.
Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword? That our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Verse number 4. So they say to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt.
Now, look at the pattern of struggling. They were struggling where? In Egypt. But when the pattern hit them, they began to think of going back to struggling. Imagine God is taking you to Canaan, but because there's a pattern of struggling, you think I should go back? Do you think it was them? It was operating subconsciously. As I said to you, it can be consciously or you not knowing. You can be making some decisions. Not knowing those decisions are taking you back to struggling. You can be involved in certain things without knowing. And that can become your barrier. God said, I'm taking you to a place of plenty. I'm lifting you to a place of abundance, to Canaan, land of the Chaldeans. I'm taking you to a place where I will expand you. As God is on the mission of taking you there, and he has started the journey with you, he has parted the sea for you, you're on your way going there, you begin to think, I must go back. So there's a force, a spirit that takes people back. So you keep on finding yourself back to struggling. The people of Israel, the spirit was calling them to go back. So this pattern, if it is operating around you, I denounce it and I break it in the name of Jesus. Be very serious about this matter. This issue is a serious issue. There are people that keep on struggling. They find themselves struggling with the same issue. Be it financially, medically, whatsoever, whether it's to do with the marital, whether it's something that you keep on struggling with it. I break it in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Somebody say, by the power of God.
By the power of God.
And by the name of Jesus.
And by the name of Jesus.
Every pattern.
Every pattern.
In my life.
In my life.
Be broken.
Be broken.
Be broken.
Be broken.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let's look at another example. Anger. The pattern of anger. Exodus 2, verse 11 to 12. We see Moses getting so angry and committing murder. After committing murder, he runs away. He goes to his uncle to hide.
Exodus 2, verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way. And when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptians and he hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, "Why are you striking your companion?" Then he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge of us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptians?" So Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known."
Imagine that the man had so much hunger to kill a person. Not just killing you, but he knew himself. Imagine then he lives there, he goes, he runs away, and he stays far, and he marries there, and God appears and says, "I'm calling you as a prophet." But there was no deliverance. Many people think when God calls them, when they're in ministry, it means what was in them automatically has disappeared. The fact that you are here does not mean God delivered you. Moses is called, but the problem of anger, the pattern is still there, but it will become a barrier in his ministry. Now, let's look at this. If we go into the scriptures, we find out when Moses received his calling and he goes to Egypt and he takes the people out of Egypt and he's walking with them. They parted the Red Sea. They have crossed the Red Sea. They are going. And Moses said, "You know what?" The Lord said, "Go to the mountain. I want to speak to you." So he left the people and he went to pray at a mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Come on, keep this in your mind. How many days?
40
nights. And he was fasting. It was not easy. Imagine after 40 days, after struggling, prayer and fasting, God appeared to him and gave him the Ten Commandments and wrote them on a stone. And he takes the stone, coming down with the hunger. As he comes down, he finds the people of Israel, they are worshipping idols. Do you know what he did? Anger. He broke that stone in pieces. Have you seen such people who, when they're angry, they can break cups? Moses was like that. Him was not breaking cups. Him was breaking the stone which God has written. No, he didn't hear me. Imagine that this pattern comes again. It was seen when he was young, before he married. Years later, it comes again. And he breaks. This time around, he's not breaking somebody's bones. This time around, he breaks God's law. He breaks the word of God. It's like burning the Bible. This is a man who knows how dangerous that stone was. How he fasted for 40, he has got knowledge. But how do you become angry to a level of breaking it? Somebody say pattern.
Pattern.
What did it cost him? Imagine. The Bible says when he broke it, he realized he just broke it. And the only remedy was to go back to the mountain to stay again. How many days again? Now. That's what I want us to look at. This is where many believers operate. Imagine you fasted. God gave you a husband. Okay? And then before you know it, you have lost him. And today you are again praying for what you had already prayed. God had already given you. And today you are again praying because there was a certain pattern. It could be a pattern of struggling. It could be whatever pattern that could be. Whether it's in your family where people don't stay in marriages, whatsoever pattern. But the issue is you are doing again. You are praying again. You are fasting again. Something you already had. But you have lost it because there was a pattern you never dealt with. There was a pattern you never received deliverance. Imagine Moses is going back to the mountain for another 40 days. Moses did fasting for 80 days and 80 nights. Not because he was supposed to, but because God answered. But the pattern made that thing to be broken. He lost what God gave him because of what? Because of a pattern he never dealt with. Imagine getting a job and losing it. Because there's a pattern you must struggle. Imagine getting a man and losing it. And then you are thinking, I think God doesn't answer me. No. Remember very well. There was a time something looked like it opened up. But where is it? It's gone. So it's not God that he didn't give you. But there was something that happened that brought you back to here. Does it mean God didn't give Moses the Ten Commandments? He did. But what made him lose it? A pattern. There was a certain habit that repeated. A certain behavior that repeated. A certain activity that repeated. And brought him back to square one. So when we are dealing with the patterns, say patterns.
Patterns.
I can't hear you.
Patterns.
When we are dealing with the patterns, you look at, didn't I have it? Do I have sometimes doors open? You hear like, oh, like be like, now a breakthrough is about to happen. Oh, thank God. Something is happening. Before you know it, it's gone. Because a pattern can come and cause you to make a decision which is bad or behave certain way. But what it would do, it would just cause that thing to disappear. Whether it be demonic, physical, or self-caused. In Exodus 32, verse 19, the Bible says,
so it was as soon as he came near the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. So Moses' anger became hot.
What became hot?
Anger. And he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain.
Did you hear that? Verse 20. I love verse 20.
Verse number 20. Then he took the calf which they had made, burned it in the fire, and ground it to powder, and he scattered it on the water, and made the children of Israel drink it.
Imagine. Imagine. Imagine me as a prophet, I get to that level of burning something and putting it into water, and stir the water and say, come, drink it. This is after... This is after he's coming from fasting. What are you talking about? He's still in fasting. As if it's not enough, he has just broken what? The whole Bible. And then he moves there, he takes that calf, break it in pieces, make it, you know, maybe you think it was made of wood. It was actually laminated with gold. He takes all those things, put them in powder, put them in water, says, everybody, come and take a drink. You are foolish. Okay. But this pattern will cost him. Do you understand? It will cost him. What the people of Israel are doing, worshipping an idol, was it right? No. It wasn't. It's not the first place they did this. But in other places, he had a different approach. But this anger of breaking God's word and destroying that thing. Okay, if he just destroyed it, I understand. But do you know the health effects of making people drink God? If you're following, raise your hand. As I'm following. But are you seeing something here that is common? Are you seeing it? Okay, so with Moses, it was anger that put him back to square one. With you, what is it? So some of you, it could not be anger. Some of you, it could be the spirit of repetition. Some of you, it could be something in your subconscious. You are not even aware, but there are things that God has given you. In fact, you actually saw them. Some of you even thought about them, but you are back to zero because there's a spirit of patterns, a demonic barrier to make sure you remain, you go back to where you are coming from. Imagine the people of God. Imagine God's people thinking, to say, well, we want to go back to Egypt. In Egypt, where they were not being paid, they were working, how they suffered. I said, well, we want to go back. Every pattern in your life that the enemy has put.
Yes.
So that he put your life to operate automatically and not prophetically.
Yes.
It is being broken in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
I say, be broken in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Now let's look at another area of Moses. The pattern, we have just picked one in his life. The pattern of anger. Now, when we read the scripture, okay, in Numbers 20, verse 2 to 13.
Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and Aaron. Verse number 3. And the people contended with Moses and spoke, saying, if only we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. Why have you brought up the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our animals should die here? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt and to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of grain, of figs, or vines.
You see that spirit, that pattern in them of struggling? Are you seeing it? It is pushing them to go back. Okay, go ahead.
Or pomegranates? No. Is there any water to drink? So Moses and Aaron went from the places of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes."
What did God say?
Speak to the rock.
To the rock, okay.
"And it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animals." Verse number 9. So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels."
Wow. Calling